Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show of Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. The True Love Recipe is our topic in this particular learning lab, and we hope you're in the learning mode and have tuned in to a program focused on examining sound approaches to finding a mate and the do's and don'ts and prescriptions for maintaining a successful, tranquil, growth-filled marriage. I'd like to bring to you tonight's host, Mark Shaheed. As-salamu alaykum, Mark.
Alaykum as-salam to you, Rashid Salam, and to our very distinguished esteemed radio listening audience of IWDM Radio. And as always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Washahadu anna Muhammadan Abduluhu wa Rasuluhu Sahala alayhi wa sallam mubai. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshiped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host and facilitator and the producer of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that's heard each and every Thursday right here on IWDM Radio. And I want you to know that this, in fact, is your learning lab. I'm also aware of the fact that there are many that tune in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and other productions here on IWDM Radio by way of the internet. And if you have a question or comment, as those that's in the studio, you need to press 1. But for those who listen by the internet, you do have to call into the studio. And that number is 714-816-4673. Once again, the call-in number to IWDM Studio to ask a question or make a comment is 714-816-4673. This is a special Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab tonight, to say the least, because I'm on the road, actually, overlooking the skyline of the Motor City here, Detroit, Michigan, broadcasting live from here. So you may even hear planes going across as we just listening to one now. And we are having an abbreviated Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. I wasn't sure if I would be able to get on, as sometimes the hotels, you don't get very good reception, but we want to say alhamdulillah, that the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. And I want to thank engineer Rashid Salam for helping to get on. And I want to thank him for that opening song by entertainer extraordinaire Soha El Amin, who was on the MGM Roundtable last night. If you missed that interview, you really missed an outstanding interview. As many of you may know, she doesn't give interviews, so it's more like an exclusive interview with her. She enjoyed it, and we can look to hear from more from Soha El Amin. And in this hour, and so Rashid, you have to keep me abreast because the room I'm in, it may be a clock, but I can't see it. So you may just kind of let me know as when we get to close to the top of the hour that I can wind down. But I don't want to waste time, and I do want to hear from you if you have questions or comments in terms of some of the things that I will say tonight. And I thought last week we had an outstanding couple in Instructor Abdul and Shafika Shaheed, his wife, as they have been married for 53 years. They celebrated their 53rd wedding anniversary earlier this year in the month of April. And I thought that their marriage narrative was really an intriguing one. And, you know, we've had some outstanding couples over the last 2.5, going on 3 months. It was Karan and myself, and if you missed the announcement last week, that my very distinguished, esteemed co-host has resigned for personal reasons. But it was very enjoyable for a little over 2 years to co-host this production of Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Matter of fact, we'll be coming up October 13th of our 8th year, going all the way back to the year 2015 with our sister station. That was AM 360 radio, and we'll be looking always to have a special broadcast when we get to our anniversary, so stay tuned for that. But last week, the Shaheeds gave their marriage narrative, and I'm going to take the time to talk about the true love recipe as they had L4. But one of the things that really stood out in my mind about Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and when I say that, he is the guest co-host with Rashid Salam, as he is the host each and every Tuesday on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And when they first really met, they had been seeing each other off and on as they went to the same school and all. And it was one particular date that some sisters got together and some brothers got together, and of course they weren't Muslim at that time. And it was the pulling of the longest straw, the draw of the straw, so to speak. That's how they actually came together just for that date, for that particular time. And it was Instructor Abdul Shaheed that said he knew that that was going to be his wife from the really first meeting, when he first really saw her. Now, you know, on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, we don't say that you can have love at first sight. Now, we hear that terminology oftentimes, but no such thing as love at first sight, because you don't really know that person. And there is a development stage for really true love. But like everything, it has an infant stage, and it has a developmental stage and a maturity stage. And the sacred institution of marriage is the womb for love. The sacred institution of marriage is the womb for love. And so this is one of the reasons why having the true love recipe, which is my own personal true love recipe, so we can understand the qualities and characteristics of what comprises true love, the ingredients, the qualities and characteristics that are natural, they're holistic. There's no artificial colors and flavors that's in it. The preservatives are natural preservatives designed to maintain and sustain true love in the sacred institution. So the best that we can say in terms of that, and we've had other couples that have similar narratives. Either the sister said that they knew that was going to be their husband, or the brother said that they knew that was going to be their wife. But we call that attraction at first sight, attraction at first sight. And this can and oftentimes happens, but not love at first sight. And we call that chemistry, which is a strong mutual attraction that two people can have for each other. She wasn't so much interested in him, but Instructor Shaheed was interested in her and was attracted to her from the word go, as they say. And so consequently, they began to talk, very short courtship, and then they made the move to tie the knot. And she was relatively shy and didn't talk very much, but he was just the opposite in that regard. So sometimes that can happen also. But now you understand they had so much in common because she was an educator for, I think, for about almost 45 years, as I recall. And they did a good job in terms of the true love recipe as they had the letter L. John, just to refresh your memory with this hour, what I chose to do, a lot put on my mind, heart, because generally speaking, each week, even when Karine was with me, I would give that time to a special honored couples to give their insight on the qualities and characteristics in using the English alphabet and ask them, would this be in their true love recipe? And oftentimes, Karine too, given the time that we would have. But very seldom would I give a lot of insight because this eventually, inshallah, looking at next year, finally getting this put all together and being put in a book form. Yes, a book form, so that you can have it, and perhaps an audio form, so that you could have the true love recipe from A to Z. Yeah. And so we had last week the true love recipe, loyalty, that was L1, listening, that was L2, learning together, that was L3, and last but not least, laughter. And I'm going to just go through them because all of these L's in my true love recipe actually, believe it or not, are linked to Almighty God, Allah. And I should have said from the very beginning that both of these learning labs, these sister learning labs, which is the courtship and marriage learning lab that Allah blessed and put on my heart almost 8 years ago, and also the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab have a foundation. And the foundation is the same. We rely upon three sources for the information and education. That is, first is El Quran, which is the final revelation to all of humanity. And the second source of our foundation is the life example of the prophet in living the Quran. And I'm hoping that you that are listening, you really listen tonight. And last but not least, it is the tafsir, a clear explanation by a scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad, on both the Quran and the life example of the prophet. You couldn't have a better foundation for explanation than just that what Imam Muhammad, as Allah blessed him, with great, great insight of the Quran and the life example of the prophet. And it actually, it helps us in terms of the application of that. But we really have to study. We have to know that. Even when it comes to the true love recipe, not just love, a loose word that people throw around, but with no qualities, no characteristics, can't truly be love. So when we look at L1, which is loyalty, so what was my thinking in regards to that being in my own personal true love recipe? And as I speak to you, I'm hoping that you would think about it, and would it be in your true love recipe? Obviously, what probably comes to mind to most of you listening, the loyalty to your mate and vice versa. And that's obvious, and that is true. But what is even deeper and more in terms of looking at loyalty being in the true love recipe is your loyalty to Almighty God, Allah. You know, I was thankful to Rashid Salam in terms of opening up Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with the signature song of entertainer extraordinaire Sawar El Amin. You might say, well, Brother Shaheed, how does that have anything to do with loyalty? Well, it is only through Shahada or Shahada Tain, bearing witness that there is nothing that deserves to be served or worshiped except but one God, Allah, alone, La Sharika Lahu, and that Allah doesn't have partners nor associates, meaning not even our own thinking, the way we think, our own feelings, our own emotions, and we communicate from that platform. And that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed upon his heart, it became his motivation, you understand, for living the life that he lived and living the Quran. This is so very, very important in terms of looking at the loyalty to God's word, his will, and his way. Not just anybody's word or your word or what you take your free will to want to do without understanding what God's will is and the way that Allah wants us to live our life. So this is very, very important, the loyalty. You know, after the show last night with Sora El-Amin, I called her up to personally thank her, which has been my way for years in broadcasting. Not only to thank my guests nationally, but to thank them personally so that I don't take them for granted. And she shared with me something very special. And I didn't know that at that time I was a part of it because I was part of the national security team for Imam Muhammad the last 5 or 6 years of his life. And she recalled being there on the first Sunday. And those of you know, she lives in New Jersey. But she came in on that first Sunday, and she said the pioneers wanted to get her up to Imam Muhammad because they knew that he would want to see her. And she told me that she was able to do that and that I even opened the door to the car. The Imam said, yes, I want to speak with her. And she actually got in the car. And she said the first thing that Imam Muhammad said after giving her the greetings, he said to her, he said, you know, Suha, you bring joy to my heart. And she returned it back to him, Brother Imam, you bring joy to my heart. And then he told her, he said that you can go anywhere and sing and you'll draw a crowd, even if it's on a street corner. And she said that she bear witness to what Imam Muhammad said to her and how people just receive her so well. But it is that she's the queen of soul in our community in terms of the lyrics of the music, in terms of being based in the Quran and striving to the best of ability to live the Quran. This is key. This is paramount. We can't have true love without loyalty to our Lord and Creator. And what that does, it translates in terms of all of our relationships, bar none, you see. Loyalty is a requirement in the true love recipe, because being loyal to our Lord and Creator, will also, the loyalty will translate in terms of our relationship with our spouses, our relationships with our family, our relationship with our community, our relationship with the international community of humanity. This is very, very important. And I could say a lot more. I can spend the rest of this time just talking about loyalty and its importance and its significance. But the loyalty has to be with God's word, God's will, and what God's way is, very important. This helps the relationship to be able to work. That's that fourth W, word, will, and way. Then it can work if both, you understand, is a part of looking at that being a part of the recipe for true love. See, true love has so many dimensions to it. It's not just in terms of how we think about love, because we have misconception, misperceptions, because the influence have come from the society in which we live. And Shaitan has influenced that. That's not true love. That's not what it is that God wants us to have. This is why Allah says in Surah Harum that he will put the love and mercy between our hearts with the right mate. This is Quran. This is not Marshahi giving you this. If we read the Quran, then you know that this is what God says. And God's word is true. Salakarahuddin. Surely Allah has spoken the truth. And so when we say that, it can't be a ritual. We have to internalize that, realize that, have the real eyes to be able to see that. And then we go to L2. Very important. Listening. Listening is a part of the true love recipe. And how does that relate to Allah? We have to remember that when we read the Quran, Allah is the author of the Quran. Whatever is said in the Quran, even when it comes to Iblis, even when it comes to the angels, even when it comes to Shaitan, even when it comes to the creation, whatever is said in the Quran in terms of the natural creation or what, it is Allah that is speaking and revealing to us. This is why listening is a part of the true love recipe. The Arabic is istajabu, istajabu. It means to listen and to respond swiftly to your Lord and Creator. So when Allah is speaking in the Quran and he's speaking, sometimes he's speaking to the believers, and most of the time the believers, he's speaking to humanity in general. Only 4 times Muslim in the singular, 13 times in the plural. So you can see that this is a book that transcends just only being a Muslim. This is a book for humanity for all times, giving guidance and direction in every aspect of life, including the sacred institution of marriage. But if we don't read it, then we don't even have an idea, a concept of what it is, the precept that God wants us to have in terms of listening. Istajabu, listening and responding, but responding swiftly. Oh, that sounds like we hear and we obey. Absolutely. We are, if we are believers, we ought to hear and obey. Obey who? Obey Allah. Do what God says. But we can't do what God says if we don't know. And sometimes it becomes we put inadvertently, unconsciously, our own thinking above that. We can't do that, and we shouldn't do that. If, in fact, that we want to have true love, you have to have and put that first and foremost. Istajabu actually says that you're making Allah not a partner, but a managing partner, which helps to manage the life between the two that actually are loyal to God's word, will, and way. I say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. When Allah blesses you with that, to be able as a student, as Imam Muhammad say, to be able to connect that, whereas that it gives you guidance and direction in your life to be able to have the vision, to be able to see the vision that won't bring about division. in the sacred institution of marriage. But if we don't have that vision and we are looking through the eyes of the world, then of course you won't be able to make it work. It's difficult without God's guidance. Allah's guidance is needed and necessary. And so listening to what? Listen to God's word, will, and way for us, then this translates in terms of listening to each other and making the corrections. Listen, and we've talked before on both learning labs, the highest form of listening is empathic listening. But it helps us to know what it is that God says so that we can try to the best of our ability to be in accordance with God's word, his will, and his way. We shouldn't want any other word to be leading us but God's word. Words make people. What words make the best people is obviously the word of revelation, and especially the final word of revelation. There will be no more revelation coming after the Quran. None. And the Prophet Muhammad is the seal of prophets. No more prophethood. No more making prophecy. Sometimes we might think that we prophets and all. No, but Allah has already said that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is the seal of the prophet. Those who listen and know the Quran know this. Those that don't, they still think that they can, you know, prophesize different things. Now, Allah always inspires his human creation, but the Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. And we want to get in accord with God's word, but we also want to get in accord with the one that magnifies God's word in actually living the Quran. And then we hit L3, which is learning together. Would that be a part of your true love recipe? Learning together. You know, there was a book that when we started up on IWDM Radio, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, Quran and I, recommended by a book of one of our distinguished authors. And one of the things that she said in there in terms of, and we've heard this saying, I don't know, over the years so many times, those who stay together, they pray together. But she went a little bit further. Not only do they pray together, but they should also study together. And she said they should learn together. Oh, this is a lot of togetherness, I guess you say. But that should be a part of the true love recipe. What is it that's most important for them after praying together and studying together and learning together? It helps to be able to live together once again in accordance with God's word, will, and way. We're still talking about marriage here. This is the essence. This is the core of marriage. Now, I don't know where else you can get this information, education. I don't know, you know, and I challenge any of you out there that's listening to say, where else could you get this? Where else would you hear this in terms of the Quran, the final revelation being the foundation, the life example of the prophet in living the Quran? And also the tafsir, the clear explanation. By one that Allah truly blessed in terms of with the insight, the hikmah, the wisdom, the logic in terms of this religion in every aspect. I mean, would that be in your true love recipe? If it wouldn't be, I would say I think you should consider it, because you want it to be a true love. And so when you are learning together, studying together, and trying to apply it together, then what it is that you're looking for in terms of the tranquility that Allah promises and among his signs is this, that I have made from those that I have created makes of like nature, like you. You like them, they like you. You have a commonality. Words of inality is a reality of common, what you have in common. Compatibility, the ability to be able to live and work together with little or no conflict. Why? Because of the commonality. It's a reality. But what should be the foundation? What should be the base for that reality? It is al-haq. It is the truth, the reality that Allah gives to us in the guidance in every aspect of our life. And I know some of you saying, boy, you really philosophical tonight, Mark Shaheed. But, you know, sometimes when you can just meditate on what God's word is and you just empty yourself out and just allow Allah to guide you, sometimes you sound philosophical. But it is Allah that speaks through you. He speaks through your heart. He speaks through your intellect. He speaks through your soul. And hopefully through your spirit, and it should resonate. What comes from what Allah gives you from the heart should go to the heart, should go to the intellect, to reach and touch the soul, just like Swa Ella means music, touch the soul. The soul can only feed on the truth. When we're talking about having a healthy soul, a successful soul, it is only the word of revelation of Quran that can actually be fulfilling to the soul, because then the soul knows it's on the right course, it's on the course to Jannah. You know, something that Swa Al-Amin, after the show last night, as we conversed together, and we was talking about paradise. Now, she has an outstanding production, and inshallah, we hope to have that on IWDM radio, her song on paradise. And those who have been around, you heard it. And I guarantee you, when you hear that song that she made, Allah Bust on Paradise, you want to play it over and over and over again. She was relating to me one of the Ramadan sessions that she was in, that Imam Muhammad was given. And she was talking, Imam was talking about paradise. And I mentioned that Imam Muhammad said, he says, I'm in paradise right now. And she related that he said that in one of the Ramadan sessions too. And then he went on to say, from what Swa said, those who are with me, I pray Allah that they will be in paradise too. And then she said, it was a little hesitation. And then she began to look at the imam, and he broke down with tears. And then the next word she said, he said, the word has come back that those who are sincere in this religion, that Allah has said to me, that you will be in paradise with the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh boy, that is something. I think if you would have heard, or you just hearing that, it had to touch your soul in a certain way. And we know that sincerity, we haven't got to S, but sincerity is in the true love recipe. oh boy, I really feel like, I don't know, I really feel like giving a kupa, so to speak, today. Allah has put it on my heart. And when you think about this here, you think about what is being said, it should touch your heart too and your soul. So yes, L3, learning together. And then L4, how does that relate in terms of laughter? I think I mentioned a little bit last week. You can find this in the Quran. It's Surah 53, Ayat 43 in the Quran. It's a very short ayat. Ayat, not just being just a verse, but it is an instructing sign. An instructing sign, there's a message in an instructing sign. And I just thought about that and thought about that years ago. I'm like, ain't but a few words here. Allah says, and it is He who has bestowed or granted laughter and tears. And that's it. That's it. And I start thinking and reflecting on that. What is God revealing to us? What is God saying? I don't say try to. We never say God try to do. He does with His word. In His word is His will. There's His will in that, and it's something that God is revealing to us. It just becomes, do we get it? And one of the things that I got, and it may be far more layers and layers upon that, is that this is an outlet. This is a part of God's mercy. It's a part of God's mercy to extend to us laughter and tears. And as I said last week, there ought to be tears of sadness. It can be tears of joy. It can be tears that when the profound truth hits you, when you're reading the Quran, they just make you break down like a baby and cry because it touched you in a certain way. Laughter is an outlet. It's an outlet for the human emotions that are bottled up in us. But these are two means that we should utilize in that regard. And we should thank Allah for that. Laughter and tears, God has bestowed it upon us. I don't know how we're looking on time here, Rashid Salam, but I do want to say to our radio listening audience, if you tune in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab abbreviated version tonight as I'm traveling here in the Motor City, Detroit, attending this year's 2023 DNA WD Muhammad Muslim Convention. And for those who don't know, the DNA, it stands for the Detroit Noble. It was national, but it was changed last year because in being in compliance with our beloved leader and teacher, Imam W.D. Muhammad, he moved us from anything nationalistic. So the N was changed to Noble, Detroit Noble. Yeah, and that's in accordance with the Quran, you all, that Allah said He has made all the children of Adam, descendants of Adam, noble. So the Detroit Noble Annual WDM Muslim Convention here in Inkster, Michigan, where inshallah, we'll be going with others to the Salatul Jummah tomorrow, and then the other things on the itinerary. Excellent. So, Rashid Salam, do we have any hands in the air? Questions or comments?
It's time for those to raise their hand. We have 15 minutes left in our program today. And once again, as Mark said, welcome to IWDM Radio, to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Press 1 on your phone. If you have a question,
press 1 on your phone. I'd like to hear from you. You know, it's pretty lonely just that. You know, in another city, just in, you know, hotel room, because I could really use the rest. The sleep is giving me a good opportunity to rest up. and everything, get much sleep yesterday, as you know, when you're traveling and everything. So this is what I have for tonight, and so I would love to hear from you. As Rashid Salam said, you got about probably about 14 minutes or 13 minutes now in terms of raising your hand. Don't wait till the last minute. Did anything resonate in terms of the true love recipe? And we're looking at L from last week. Didn't have opportunity. Usually, you know, in this true love recipe, to get other people's insight. And, of course, you have the freedom in terms of any addendums or even deletions or even modifications. You know, when you talk about a recipe is a recipe, Rashid, you know, and you've heard people down through the years, maybe your mother, your grandmother, aunt, even uncles, men can be outstanding cook. I used to take pride in cooking myself when I had the opportunity and better vision. I love to cook, and my children, they love when I did cook because they know they was going to get something special. I took great pride in cooking in my own recipe, putting in different ingredients and making different dishes that they weren't accustomed to actually eating and everything. But we have to translate that even when it comes to life and something that's near and dear to us, such as love. You know, that's, you know, Rashid, that is something that's in the fitra, in the original nature, you know, to love and want to be loved. So, Rashid, anything touch you or resonate with
you? Yeah, I'm going to comment here, Mark, but we do have a hand raised currently. You know, we have 804-365. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome. Of course, you've been married learning that.
Yes, sir, Brother Mark, and the host, Brother, also. This is Sister Jana calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I would just like, yes, sir, I would just like to get a little bit of clarity when you mentioned Allah says in the Quran, and I always refer to this ayat, and when he says that you would have mates of like nature.
Oh, you okay.
The compatibility, the truth, and the guidance that Allah gives us. And it will come from the heart to the intellect and then to the soul. Then the soul knows as you are headed to Jannah. Now, Brother Mark, in reference, correct me if I'm wrong or give me some clarity. When you say mates of like, when Allah says mates of like nature, or when we talk about mates of like nature, where is the likeness when if one partner of the other has understanding of the Quran on one level and the other partner doesn't see it that way, but then the other partner feels like they're not seeing Allah as they see Allah, and they have a problem with that, making them feel like as if that the other partner doesn't believe, is not a sincere believer if they don't believe what Allah is saying the way they see that what Allah is saying, you know, in the way that they believe in what Allah is saying.
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
Yeah, and that's an excellent question. I'm glad that you asked that question. That's an excellent question. And you can go for a foundation. And sometimes you see that. See it in community life, but you can also see it sometimes maybe in husband and wife relationship, okay? But that means that both of them are actually reading the Quran, they're studying together, they're learning together. But when you go to the Surah Ali Imran, that's the third surah.
What surah
of that's Surah 3. Ali Imran is Surah 3, Yes, ma'am, and it's Ayat 7. And in that Ayat, in that instructing Ayat, you may remember it, Allah gives us the composition of the book, of the Quran, in terms of saying that there are some ayats that are explicit, that they are clear. And Allah calls them the basic and fundamentals of the book, or it's the foundation of the Quran. Okay? And then he says that there are ayats in the Quran that are implicit. They are allegorical. And so they are not clear. And then Allah goes on to say that it is only He who knows their meaning. And then before it ends, and then those who Allah bless, He said, with men of understanding, but we should see it as minds of understanding. And we can actually say that we know that Allah bless Imam Waruddin Muhammad to be one of those minds of understanding. But just as you know, when you look at, when you look at in terms of just school, just to bring it to the secular, when you look at school, you can see people, and you've gone to school with your peers, they go to the same school, be in the same grade, be in the same class, but they ain't all on the same level. You see, there's always going to be some that Allah going to bless with more understanding than others in that regard. And it's the same way with the Quran. This is why when we talk about in terms of learning together as one of the ingredients in the true love recipe is learning together. So the respect is to be given to both in terms of what it is that Allah has blessed them with. And maybe it just need to be put together. Okay, so Allah bless you with this, and Allah bless them with that. So you can actually learn from each other in terms of actually studying the Quran together and also learning what Allah has blessed each with. But where the problem sometimes comes in, my dear sister, is that you may have one that don't read the Quran. They don't study the Quran. And they're not learning from the Quran. They are just utilizing words from the secular, from just a society that has been influenced by shaitan. This is why when we read the Quran, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. We seek refuge and protection. Refuge and protection. How do we seek protection from Allah, from the influence of the shaitan? Shaitan has influenced everything in human society. Has influenced everything. And even those things that we value and cherish, such as love. It's in the human nature to want to be loved and to love. That's in all human nature. Why not? But we have to get the guidance from the Quran in regards to that. And so therefore, that's why the communication, which is one of the ingredients of the true love recipe in terms of the communication, and it shouldn't be no argument that comes as a result of that, because Allah says in the Quran, in matters where you differ, refer it back to Allah's messenger. What is it that Allah said about it? And then what is it that his Rasul, his messenger, can you find something in his life example that will help us with getting better understanding? And this is my dua every day. Every day, that's dua. So I'm not saying that your dua should be the same, but most certainly Allah answers dua. He answers our prayer. He answers our dua. We have to ask ourselves, are we asking Allah? Are we begging Allah to increase us in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. This is my of your word, your will, and your way, that I can become a better servant unto you by performing the work that would be pleasing to you and your cause. That's my dua. That's Mark Shahid's dua. Yeah. But right. it could be your dua. You see, it could be your dua. But you have to be sincere in your heart, and then Allah will increase you in the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding. And you'll find more times than not, you will agree. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, praise be to Allah. I see that, too. I see that. I see that what you're saying. Oh, and I see that what you're saying. And now you have even a bigger understanding in that regard.
Right.
So it shouldn't be a lot in terms of conflict, especially if your mate is reading the Quran and studying the Quran just like you. And Allah can bless them because there's so many layers and layers. As you know, my dear sister, so much.
Right.
You can read the Quran this year and something last year you didn't even get. And next year when you read the Quran, it becomes a different Quran, you see. So you get something even different.
Yeah.
So we just say alhamdulillah, and it's a blessing to have a mate to be able not only to pray together, but to be able to study and to learn together and to communicate together. And this causes the growth and development that Allah will have in the sacred institution of marriage. I hope that kind of answers that in some way.
Okay. Yeah, somewhat. So, I know you have another call waiting.
Yes, we do. And we only have 3 minutes left.
Oh, you got 3 minutes. Okay, my dear. But next week, please come back, listen in, and then bring it to the lab, bring your question, and I think I'm going to have a segment whereas that you'll be able to ask those questions, and we can give a little bit more detail. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're gonna take one more question here before we close.
And please, believer, just make it very quick because we got to be off the air. My engineer's got a conference that he's got to be in too.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, we have 267
258.
Please state your name. Tell us what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I told y'all was going to 9. Okay, assalamu alaikum. This is Rahima from Philadelphia.
Assalamu alaikum, Rahima.
Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah for all of you. I'd like to just tell a sister, because we don't know whether it's her or somebody else that's dealing, that she knows about, but it's really important. It seems in that relationship that there's some resistance.
Yes,
there's
I can
some
hear
resistance.
You.
Okay, there's...
Rashid, is the other mic closed? Rashid, you got a mic open, I think. Go ahead.
Okay. There's some resistance in one of the partners. I don't know who it is, but Allah Ta'ala tells us that the – somebody's mic is open.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Rashid.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
That's him. He's trying to do two things at one time. That the ocean, Allah said, if you took all of the ocean as ink and all of the trees as pens, you will never exalt his knowledge. So there is no need to debate on each other when it comes to Quran. The Quran is the Arabic. The translation of the Arabic is totally different. So if you read in the Arabia, alhamdulillah in that couple. But if no one's reading the Arabia and someone's reading the Noble and somebody's reading Muhammad Malena Ali, and then somebody's reading Yusuf Ali, and somebody's reading, you know, so then all them translations.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no reason for him or her to debate on who's right and who's wrong, because Allah Ta'ala, he says, in the end, you will know who is right and who's wrong. But love each other through it all. Because if there is love in that relationship, there is no reason whatsoever to argue about who's right, what Allah says, and who's wrong. Because Allah has brought you together in tranquility.
So you need to find that tranquility first and foremost in the Quran, and then read together, read the footnotes, read the whole commentary, read everything.
Yeah.
Well, you both
yes,
can
ma'am.
Come together and get that information.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I got.
And, yeah, but no, that's enough. That's enough. Thank you so much, Raheema. It's very well taken, and thank you so much. Come back next
You're
week.
You're welcome, so, Mark. I will. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum
salam. Okay, Rashid. I'm sorry. I know we went over maybe a minute or two.
Yeah,
so, Rashid.
That's all right. I was going to close it out with a beautiful song, and we just go from there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then do that and make sure that just say to the radio listening audience, please take in all the productions here on IWDM Radio. We're on Monday, ABC Alif Fahm Based Conversation. We're on Tuesday, Rashid Salam, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. We're on Wednesday with the Sister Learning Lab, Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and the MGM Roundtable. And we're on Thursday, which you just heard it live, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, abbreviated version. We'll be back next week with the full 2 hours. Friday, Salatu Jumu'ah Day, with Imam Mikhail Sayer, and then Sunday, the longest running production, Words Make People with Imam Mikhail Sayer. So we're on every day except for Saturday, and inshallah, that'll get filled too. So continue to dial 714-816-4673. And if you benefit, make sure your family, friends, colleagues, neighbors, community members know about IWDM Radio. Support the Muslim Journal. This year's 2023, time to be grateful. They're in New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, new home for the Muslim Journal. All right, Rashid, I'm going to sign off and want to say this salam is for you and yours as we go out with the Queen of Soul, our Queen of Soul, entertainer extraordinaire. So wah, Elamine.
What a way to go out.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum. We'll talk later.